Contemplating today's Gospel, Liturgical Day, 23rd Sunday in Ordinary Time. The Gospel according to Mark. Again Jesus left the district of Tyre and went by way of Sidon to the Sea of Galilee, into the district of the Decapolis. And people brought to him a deaf man who had a speech impediment and begged him to lay his hand on him. He took him off by himself away from the crowd. He put his finger into the man's ears and, spitting, touched his tongue. Then he looked up to heaven and groaned and said to him, "Ephphatha," that is, "be opened." And immediately the man's ears were opened. His speech impediment was removed, and he spoke plainly. He ordered them not to tell anyone. But the more he ordered them not to, the more they proclaimed it. They were exceedingly astonished, and they said, "He has done all things well. He makes the deaf hear and the mute speak." Commentary by Father Fernando Migans from Buenos Aires, Argentina. The people begged him to lay his hand on him. Today, the liturgy takes us to contemplate the healing of a deaf man who had a speech impediment. As in other cases, the Bethsaida and Jerusalem blind men, etc., the Lord surrounds the miracle with a series of outward motions. In such miracles, the fathers of the church see the overemphasized harmonic involvement of the humanity of Christ, an involvement developed in a double way. One, the abasement and the closeness to us of the Verb incarnated, the touch of his fingers, the depth of his gaze, his sweet and intimate voice. On the other hand, the attempt to awaken in the man the confidence, the faith, and the conversion of his heart. The cures of the sick Jesus carries through mean indeed much more than merely relieving the pain or recovering the health. They are meant to achieve that those he loves overcome their blindness, their deafness, or their stagnant immobility of the spirit, and ultimately a true communion of faith and love. At the same time, we can see how the grateful reaction of the recipients of this divine gift is to proclaim God's mercy. The more he ordered them not to, the more they proclaimed it. They bear witness of the divine gift. They deeply experience his mercy and are full of a deep and genuine gratitude. For all of us, it is also of crucial importance to know and feel that we are loved by God, the certitude we are the object of his infinite mercy. This is the driving force of generosity and love God is requesting from us. Many are the ways that will carry us to make this discovery. Sometimes it will be the intense and sudden experience of the miracle, and quite often, too, the gradual discovery that all our life is nothing but a miracle of love. In any case, it is necessary we first realize our own indigence, with a true humility and the capacity to listen reflexively to God's voice.